Welcome back. Exciting to be back to King's Shear. So it's gonna pick off a little bit where we left off, but also kind of transition to a new Sigya. So let's begin. And this in the Sigya that we left off on. So we left off really at the part of at the end of the Sigya of Gamaliel Rabbi Yeshua. And we a little bit we skipped over the Sigya of Yafet HaMatorah Im Derech Eretz, which Alam Rakorosan, we did not get a chance to really do properly. Maybe we'll come back to that. I just felt we needed to kind of jump forward. And the next Gemara deals with Tadir B'Sheino Tadir, but the part that I really want to kind of focus in is a little more on the bracha side of things. And that is can be tefillah b'tzibur. So the Gemara discusses the relationship of Musaf before Mincha, etc. Then it gives a story of Avia Chalash, V'lo Ata L'Pirka Rabbi Yosef. Rav Avia wasn't feeling well and he didn't come to Shir. L'machar, Kiata, Baya Baya, L'Nuchei Daita Rabbi Yosef. So Baya basically starts interrogating Rav Avia. And it says here in the Gemara, right, don't think Rav Baya was just, coming down hard on his fellow Talmud who didn't come to Shir, right? But he wanted to, kind of give a good excuse to Rav Yosef, like, oh, don't be mad at Rav Avia. He had a good excuse, right? They were very much stronger sticklers for attendance back then. So Baya, right, this is interrogating Rav Avia, why didn't you come, right? But just so you know, right, it was La'nuchei daita de Rav Yosef. Basically, I kind of like to imagine, Rav Avia walks in and Abaya is like, ooh, Rav Yosef is probably upset that he didn't, that Rav Avia skipped shir yesterday. So Abaya, instead of letting Rav Yosef be like, why aren't you in shir? So Abaya is like, oh, he plays like the bad cop, right? And also when you see someone getting interrogated, right, so usually you kind of automatically play devil's advocate, right? You automatically kind of like fill in, like, oh, you're on the other side. Maybe it's my way I imagine it. And then Rav Yosef is like, oh, why is Abaya giving him such a hard time, right? But if Abaya hadn't done it, Rav Yosef might have been upset. Or it's like, oh no, Abaya is actually really, interrogating him so that later he can report back. Either way, Amalei, my time alo, why didn't you come to Shir? Amalei, I have a cholish libai v'lo matzina. Basically, I wasn't feeling well, and I felt very weak. Amrle, amai lo ta'amta midi v'adit. Why didn't you go eat something? It was in the morning, right? It's after it's the post davening shir. So why didn't you go and eat something and then come to shir? Amrle, lo savar lamar lehad Rav Huna. Damar Rav Huna asur lo la'adam she'itom klum kodem she'itpaler tefilat musafin. Don't you hold by this sheet of Rav Huna? You can't eat anything before you have Musaf, right? Very much against the Kiddush Club Shita. Amarle ibayle lemar l'tzluye tziluta dimusafin biyachid midi ulemesi. Right, he says you should have davened Musaf biyachidus and then eaten something and come to shir, right? So basically, you're right. You could have, you couldn't eat, you can't eat before Musaf, so you could have davened Musaf b'yechidos, right? Should have skipped tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. Now, just as a side point, in general, right? The question is, right? Is that true? Right? What's more chashuv, let's say, Talmud Torah coming to shir or tefillah b'tzibur? Number one, and number two is of all tefillah b'tzibur, right? Musaf is the most is the one that needs tefillah b'tzibur the most. Leave that a little. Kind of no, we'll do it. Why not? Just to, right, because Musaf is keneged the korban Musaf, it's korban tzibur, and there are shittos, right, who hold that you don't even say Musaf if you're not in a minyan. So right, because it's really like a tefillah, it's like a it's really keneged the korban Musaf. So are you really of all tefillahs you'd want to do that one in a minyan, right? But by saying no, you should have. Right in a daven bechidos, so you could come to shir. So Amalei, velo sever lamar lahad amar Rav Yochanan asur lo laadam sheyakdim tefilato letefilat hatzibur. No, don't you hold by this shita of Rabbi Yochanan that you, it's also to be makdim your tefillah to the tefillah tzibur. If there's like a tefillah tzibur, so you have to daven together with at the same time as the tzibur. Right? Interesting. Right? Why? If it's in the presence of that, with the tefillah b'tzibur in a minyan, okay. Right? But let's say it's you're not going to the minyan. Is that also what he's referring to? So Amar Lei, Lav Itmarala, Amar Rav Abba b'tzibur shanu. Right? Didn't we say that Rabbi Yochanan's only talking in b'tzibur when you're actually with the tzibur? So imagine you're in shul, and then you d go run ahead, rush ahead, and daven musaf before the tzibur gets there. Okay, so first of all, the Havamina here, or the Shita of Rav Avya, is that even when you're not actually in shul, right, you still can't daven musaf before the minyan in shul gets to musaf. I guess that's very interesting. So we basically have this idea of you have tefillah, you can't daven before the tzibur, right, or at least musaf before the. No, anyway, right? Also, Adam Lishi Yakdim Tfilato, and that's even if you're not in the presence of the Tzibur, according to Rav Avya. According to Baya, it is, Tafka Bitzibur Shanu, but according to Rav Avya, right, even if you're not with the Tzibur, you can't daven before the Tzibur davens. Okay? So, that's, right, adds like a big kind of complication to the whatever it is we're going to say about Tfilat Bitzibur, or potentially, right? And what's the maskana? The v'lei tilchata lo ki Rav Huna v'lo ki Rav Yeshua ben Levi ki Rav Huna had amaran. Rav Huna has this idea that asher la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'itpalat tefillat musafin. We pass in favor of the Kiddush Club, and ki Rav Yeshua ben Levi damar Yeshua ben Levi kiven shegiya zman tefillat mincha asur lo la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'itpalat tefillat mincha. Right, if mincha time comes, it's not. We don't pass in this way, and you can eat even though. Time for davening time has come as well. So we want to deal with two, I think, very relevant sigyos that come up here. One is eating before davening, right, that we're going to deal with later, and tefillah b'tzibur, right? How much weight do we give to tefillah b'tzibur? When do you need to do tefillah b'tzibur? When do you not need to do tefillah b'tzibur? How should you go about doing tefillah b'tzibur, etc. Okay. What's the ma'amad of tefillah b'tzibur, right? It's a good initial question, right? What is it? What is tefillah b'tzibur? Right? So it could be it's the same tefillah, right? It's literally tefillah b'yachid, tefillah b'tzibur. There's like a huge difference between them. Elamah, right? It's the same tzibur tefillah, but somehow it's enhanced. It's made better by the tzibur. Or, right, there's some sort of inherent difference. There's something different about tefillah b'tzibur. Right, davening with the minyan is something different. Right, there's like a qualitative change. Okay. Right, Makoros. In tefillah shel adam nishmat ela bebet haknesset sheneamar lishmor el harina ve'el hatefillah. Okay. The Gemara in Bracha Daf Vav, going back earlier, where kind of cheating and going to back to the covering some of the ground that we skipped. Says that your tefillah is only really heard in a Beit Knesset. Because the pasuk says, "L'shmo el harina ve'el tefillah." Uminayin la'asara shemitpalelin sheshchina imahem, shneamar Elokim nitzav badat el. Okay, so if we say so squish these together, tefillah is heard in a Beit Knesset, right? And when you have a 10 davening together, the Shechina is among them. Okay? Put it together, right? Beit Knesset is a Makom, Hashkata Shechina. Asarim Yisrael to coming together to do tefillah, to do a mitzvah, is a source of Hashkata Shechina. All right? So, tefillah is heard, is nishmat, is right, more mitkabel, because it's there's Hashkata Shechina. Okay, so it's not a different tefillah, right? But in terms of it's better, right? I want to say almost like it's qualitative and quantitative, the Baruch HaKiratis here, so I'm gonna retract that, right? It's actually a good example of where we naturally kind of fall into this like certain hakiras that serve us well, but actually in this case it kind of obfuscates. Because I could say qualitatively about either one, right? I could say, oh, qualitatively, let's back for a second, right? I could say it's the same tefillah, right? It's so qualitatively, it's not different, but quantitatively, I don't know, I have more tefillah, or it's more miskabel, or I could say the opposite, right? I could say, oh, it's the same tefillah, but the quality is better, right? And I could say, kind of the right. So I can apply the opposite, the same thing here. It's, oh, this is, it's a new tefillah, so it's qualitatively different. Or I can say, oh, it's not just qualitatively different, but quantitatively, there's like a new mitzvah here, right? So it's not really such a good chakira. And it's something that, in general, as you evolve in your learning, it's very important to evolve with this as well, right? To kind of be more precise in where and how you do your chakiras. So it's very good, a very easy way to start is with like very basic chakiras that you kind of apply, and that helps you jump right into the dividing things, splitting things, understanding things. But as you develop, you don't want to get stuck in that place. Like, oh, okay, great. Like I have like the, you know, you have like the pocket chakira, then you go do draw, like, you know, you can just kind of throw everything into a chart. You don't even actually learn the sugya in order to like throw it on the chart. Like it's good to have that skill, right? You'd be like, oh, not even knowing the sugya, I assume that we could make these sorts of chakiras. But if you really want to learn, then you need to actually develop with, you know, as you go along, and really refine the categories that you're using for these chakiras. So I'd say, all right, is there something transformative or something really different, something new happening with Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? Or is it just modifying or improving the Tefillah Hayachid? So Rashi kind of says something a little different, right? Why do you want to do tefillah b'tzibur? Rashi says, okay, this is fascinating. I did not know this Rashi. If I, you know, if I didn't know who was saying this, I would say, oh my gosh. Right, it's like a Hasidish of art. Now, it's very, very deeply true that the beauty of the tefillah, right, davening with other people, the singing in tefillah, as much as I'm a Kalta Brisker and a Kalta Litvak, you know, the singing in davening, right, in a tzibur who really cares and is, you know, emotionally connected to the tefillah, is very moving, right? And it does wonders for your kavanah and wonders for your really giving focus to your Avodas Hashem. So Rashi says, right, tefillah shel is nishmat beit ha'kneset, because right, there's singing, it's a much more beautiful davening, and that really is very moving, right? And therefore you daven better, and it's a better davening, a nicer, more beautiful davening, and that's nishma, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Even if we just go just take the Gemara itself, right, there's hashra'at hashchina, Hashem is really shore hashchina amongst sorry, the Asara to Mispal and Biyachad, the Beis HaKnesses is a Makom Hashras HaShechina. So if Hashem's present, right, then the tefillah is better, right? So it's the same tefillah, right? But it's being improved, right? It's being, right? It's either it's being modified or amplified, right? By the presence of Hashras HaShechina, or by the Ni'imat Kol Arev. Right. Another option is sort of like a Berovam Hadras Melech formulation that we can use for to explain Rashi or Rash or this Rashi's approach in the Beit Knesset. There's a Berovam and Berovam Hadras Melech, and that is right. That modifies and improves the tefillah, right? But it doesn't create something new. Right, just really to emphasize that further. Minayin la'asara shemitpalim shechina imahem, shema alakim nitzav ba'adatel. Minayin she'ina kadosh baruch hu mo'es b'tfilotam shel rabim, shenamar, hen el kabir lo yim'as, l'chtiv pado b'shalom nafshi mikeragli. Right, both of these are saying, right, there's a certain status of the tzibur, right, that just the fact that there's a tzibur around, right, kind of pulls in a greater commitment or relationship with Hashem, okay? And that already is a little bit different, which, getting back to our quantitative chakira, right? It says that One way to say is like really the tefillah is the same, right? This is kind of important also, right? We could have just split into same tefillah, whole new thing. But another way to look at it says is there's tefillah b'tzibur really has three potential, there are like kind of maybe three potential things that can be modified, right? Or being talked about. There's the person who's davening, the mitpalel, right? There's the tefillah, right? Maybe the tefillah is different. Okay, this is the next suggestion, right? The tefillah itself is a different tefillah, right? And then there's the fact that it's bitzibur, right? The presence of the tzibur, right? So is there it, which what of those is being modified or different in tefillah bitzibur? Okay, so one is oh the person who's davening himself. Right, or the is doing it better or nicer because it's meragesh yoter, it's more moving, right? The kol arev or berovam hadras melech, the just the fact that there are a lot of people together is mechabed and a value into itself, right? But it's just a lot of people coming together to do a mitzvah is already a value. Another way to look at it is say no, right? The fact that there's a tzibur here, the tzibur is present, right? Says in Hashem mo'es b'tfilah tatzibur. That in a much more in a very like oh just it's just a way it's a way that you know boom you have this sign of like collective power to it that once the tzibur comes and davens even though it's the same tefillah right you're davening the same tefillah you're coming together with the tzibur Hashem just isn't moes tefillah tam tzibur he doesn't reject the tefillah of the tzibur so mimela your tefillah is just much more powerful much more meaningful. And then third is, I think this already is like even more transformative, is saying, well, there's actually a Hashras Hashchina there when you're davening, okay? But that's a ma'amam yuchad letzibur, that the fact that there's a tzibur involved, right, changes the impact, right? But it doesn't change like the heft of tefillah that's being davened, right? It's the same tefillah, right? So here we're saying, oh, just the yachid himself who's davening, right, is either, there's kol arev, there's berovam, right, there's some sort of bonus there, but it's not something fundamentally. There's no fundamental change. While if it's a ma'amad miyuchad letzibur, so the fact that there's a tzibur involved, right, it says, oh, now there's like a din of tzibur, and Hashem's not mo'es tefilas tzibur, or there's even mamash hashkaratz hashchina, right, on the misbah. Okay. I'm there. Vietzlak le'Rav Nachman. My time alas ima lebe knishta litzluye. So Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, why don't you come to daven and shul? Okay, there's a lot of bikkurim and a lot of attendance taking going on in some of these gemaras. So Amarle lo yichalna couldn't. Amarle lachanfi lemar asara velitzli. Amarle shricha limelsa I couldn't. Right, it's hard for me. Malay mar lishlucha de tzibura beidna demasi tzibura lisi velode lemar. Says, well, why don't you tell the shliach tzibur, I'm assuming it means like the gabbai, so I come and tell you, oh, we're about to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Amar leh, my kulei hai. He says, why would I do that? I couldn't come to shul, so I davened at home. And why would I get someone to tell me when they're about to daven Shmoneh Esrei? So Amar leh, the Amar of Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, my dechti v'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon, imatai et ratzon, b'sha'a she'atzibur mitpalelim. When is an eight chatzan? When the tzibur is being mitpalel. Okay. Now here, this is actually kind of a good proof to this idea that there's like a tefillah. The fact that the tzibur is davening, right? The bakashos, the tefillah of the tzibur isn't nim'a. Hashem eno mo'es b'tefillatan shel tzibur has this impact where. Davening when the tzibur is davening is itself valuable, right? Not because the not necessarily because the tzibur you're davening with the tzibur because you're not really doing tefillah b'tzibur, right? You don't have the Hashras Hashchina component. You don't have the kol arev or the berovam hadrat melech. Right, so I think the one thing that I can argue is, oh well, in Hashem mo'es tefillat tzibur. If you're all davening together, right, at the same time, so it's all kind of coming in together, and I guess this is like a very naive way to look at it, but say, well, It all comes in together. So, and Hashem has to, he has to pull out the approved stamp. So you kind of get in, right? You're piggybacking on that. So Biosi Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mehacha, Ko Amar Hashem, Be'et Ratzon, Aniticha, Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mehacha, Hein El Kabir Velo Yimas, right? That pasuk we just, you saw in the Gemara. Uktiv, Pedo, B'Shalom, Nafshi, Mikarli, Ki, Berabim, Hayu, Madi, Tanina Mihachi, Rabbi Natan Amar, מנין שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא מואס בתפילתם של רבים, שנאמר, הן אל כביר ולא נמאס, וכתיב פדו בשלום נפשי בקרוב לי. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, כל העוסק בתורה וגמילות חסדים ומתפלל עם הציבור, מעלה אני עליו כאילו פדעני לי ולבני מבין אומות העולם. Okay? So, this is like a, it's an interesting conclusion here, last line, right? Baruch, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ha'osek ba'Torah, u'gmilut chasadim, u'mitpalel im ha'tzibur. So really, if you want to, like, be the best, learn Torah, and be osek in gmilut chasadim, and daven b'tzibur, ma'ale ani alav ki'ilu pad'ani, li u'lebani mibein u'lumot ha'olam. And that's, like, the key, the secret to being poded b'nei Yisrael from b'tocha u'lumot ha'olam, etc., right? It's extra relevant bizmaninu. So, right, Tula B'tzibur there is like a real kind of equal to Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. Right? In general, you have right Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So, here, like, the Mespal and Matzibur is like the Avodah. Now, when we talk about Avodah, association, but, right, the Avodah of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and here we're like Tfila B'tzibur. It's not like just tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur is like the replacement for avodah. Okay. And then Reish Lakish says, right, kol mi sheyesh lo beit knesset b'iro v'eino nechna sham litpalel nikra shachen ra. It implies there's something responsibility to the tzibur, to daven b'tzibur. That's also interesting, right? Because until now we've been talking about how it's amazing for you, right? It boosts your credibility, your tefillah hit kablut, your well-being, etc. But now we're also seeing what? We're seeing one is being podeh ki'ilu padani, right? That's like, oh, just puts it very central. It's not just a better way to make tefillah, but it's like Torah avodah gmilas chasadim, shlosh dvar ma'olam omeid, ma'ala alav ki'ilu padani mibein umot ha'olam. And then Rish Lakish even makes it like a chiyuv, like you have a responsibility to the tzibur, right? Okay, so then we have, right, otah tefillah, right? Tefillah b'tzibur fundamentally is the same tefillah, but it's bravam, or it's, kol arev, it's more meragesh, it's more moving. You have the, or no, so there's a special ma'amad of the tzibur, right, that, in Hashem Moes betfilat tzibur or etz ratzon or in Hashvat Shina, but also here, right? You're like kind of mitpalel gam ba'ad hatzibur. Right? Maybe tefillah b'tzibur is not only, and this could be a little bit of the explanation for shachen ra or ki'ilu padani, right? So not just getting distracted by myself. Mitpalel gam ba'ad hatzibur. Right? You're also davening for the tzibur. Right, and when the tzibur davens, it's an eitz ratzon. Now, both of those, right, both eitz ratzon and mitpalel ba'ad tzibur can explain the importance of davening bishash atfilah tzibur mitpalel, even when you're not with them. Right, the other ones, except you're right, in Hashem mo'es b'tfilat tzibur as well. But the other ones, right, don't work as well. Don't explain why. And this is again, it's not universal. Right, it's important to really remember here. That not all of the Amoraim and are all on exactly the same page, but right at least according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you should be davening at the same time when the Sibur is davening, even if you're not davening in a minyan. While Rabbi Nachman says, or Rav Nachman says that no, right? That's what's the point? My kule hai, right? No, that doesn't make sense. So. When we talk about this and we're like, oh, but wait a second, right? We have all these ideas, but there's this line in the Gemara that kind of seems to fit this way. But then how does that work with the fact that we're saying that these other ideas and we're supporting those with other things? It's important to realize also, Inam, you also seem to have like a very broad diffusion of shittos, and I think exactly like what we're discussing, right? The Amoraim have very different opinions and different perspectives on what the importance of Teilbet Zibor is, right? So much so, right? The Rav Nachman says, "Maikulei hai, like why on earth would I do that?" Right? Well, Ritzlik's like, "Of course you should do that." Okay, so there's really like a very divergent range of kind of perspectives. Okay, another perspective, and this is also this very interesting kind of departure. How do we know? Well, maybe it's much more practical, right? Maybe it's super practical. Okay, and if you want to like get like super duper practical, minayin she'in yachid omer kedusha, right? You don't say kedusha when you're b'yachid. Shenemar and nitkadashti b'toch bnei Yisrael kol davar tzar b'kedusha lo yehi pachot me'asara. At yatoch toch tivhacha v'niktashti b'toch bnei Yisrael tivhatam yibadlu mitoch ha'eda hazot ma lehalan asara afkan asara. So the Gemara in Brachos says you don't say kedusha baruchu, right? All the dvarim shebekedusha you only do when you have a minyan. So if you have a minyan, you get to say all the dvarim shebekedusha, right? So you basically get to do more davening or more tefillah or more right? You get more points, more mitzvos basically if you do it b'tzibur, right? So maybe it's totally like a technical opportunity to do more more dvarim shebekedusha, right? So the Abu Dhuram really, I think, conceptually goes in this direction 100%, because he says, "Rei kama gadol schar hamitpalel im hatzibur, ki batfila achat shemitpalel imahem nechshav lo schar kmitpalel erev uboker v'tzaraim biyachid." Like, oh, it counts. So it's like triple, right? But why? Keitzad tfilato belachash mevarech 19 brachot. וחייב אדם לא לדבר בעוד ששליח ציבור מחזיר בתפילתו ושיכוון לשמוע ברכותיו. לשומע כעונה הרי 19 ברכות אחרות. You say 18, which is really 19. Then you listen to חזרת השעץ וחייב אדם לענות אמן אחר כל ברכה וברכה. Right? You, in addition to listening and you שומע כעונה, right? You should really pay attention during חזרת השעץ. קטני וביתי פשעתי. Right? וחייב האדם לענות אמן אחר כל ברכה וברכה. And then you also are supposed to say אמן. ואמר רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, גדול העונה אמן יותר מן המברך, הרי כי אילו בירך 19 ברכות אחרות. Saying amen is even better than the person who was making the bracha. So you see that saying amen, it's not just like shomei ka'one, but it's even more. So if you're shomei ka'one and you say amen at the end, that's at least two, maybe even more. נמצא כי בתפילה אחת עם הציבור כתקנה, נותנים לו שכר זן, זין נון ברכות. Right? So that's 57. 1927, and yep, right, 57, there you go, right? It's a lot of points. ובתפילת ערבית שאין שליח ציבור מחזיר התפילה, לפיכך תקנו לאחר השכיבינו 19 פסוקים וחתימה בסוף, תמצא בהם בין ההזכרות ובין המנים, המניין 839 ברכות של תפילת לחש, הרי 57 ברכות בערבית, עד כאן דבריו. Okay, so basically, boom. It's amazing. If you daven b'tzibur, you get triple credit. Okay, but the reason why you're getting triple credit is very simply because you're getting the opportunity to do triple as much, right? So it's not like a mad miyuchad l'tzibur, but it's going back to it's really the same tefillah, right? But it's not just berov am and meragish yoter, but you get to say dvarim shebekedusha, right? So there's something independent from the There's the tefillah that you daven, right? And then separately, you get to do Dvarim Shebekedusha and you get to do listen to Chazarat HaShatz and do say Amen. And right, you just get so many new opportunities to do holy things, even though fundamentally, right, you're not doing anything that's inherently different. Okay? Okay. I'm just gonna, I think we'll start with this Gemara, but then we'll end after, end before we really get into the other Emda. famous, famous Gemara, right? Nashim abanim uktanim im zamnim alehim. You can't make a zimun on the basis of a mixture of men and women, avadim and ktanim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, katan hamutal ba'arisa mizamnim alav. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, no, you can use a katan to be mashlem your zimun. Vatna nashim avadim ktanim ein mizamnim alehim. Kud amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, damar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, af al pi she'amru katan hamutal ba'arisa ein mizamnim alav. Aval osin oto snif la'atzara. So Rabbi Yishuv says, you can't make a zimun, right? You can't use them to be mashlem a zimun, but you could use a katan to, like, kind of get you, if you have nine, you can use the katan to, you know, to get you over the finish line, right? You're like, you know, tzadik, you know, minche. So, you know, when you need a macha mincha, so you kind of grab whoever you can get. Number of years, you can kind of, like, you have nine, we're like, oh, you already got nine. You know, it's like, it's got to give you a way to get over the ball. I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Tisha ve'eved mitzdarfin. Metve. Ma'ase b'Reb Elazar she'nichnas le'bet ha'kneset ve'lo matza asara v'shecher avdo v'hishlimo la'asara. Reb Elazar was in base Knesset. There wasn't a minion and he was m'shacher his eved and mashlem to a minion. Shecher in lo shecher lo. So you see that you can't use an eved to be mashlem to a minion. That treitz rechu. Actually the answer is no. They had eight. So he's Meshacher one Eved to get nine. And then the other Eved, he counted towards, you know, was able to be mashed into a minion. I don't know how they picked which one of them. Did they, like, draw straws or something for the coin? V'hichi Aved Hachi, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Kol Meshacher Avdo Over Ba'asei, Shneimar L'olam V'em Tavod. You're not supposed to do that. That answer is Dvar Mitzvah Shaini. You're allowed to do it for Dvar Mitzvah. Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'verahi, no, mitzvah darabim shiny. He says there's no, right? Mitzvah darabim, right? Tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah darabim, or this person has a mitzvah darabim, and therefore it's not just any mitzvah, right? But it's a mitzvah darabim. It's like a special, extra, super power mitzvah that's even enough to be mishachar your eved because, and be over on lola b'hem tavodu, because it's a mitzvah darabim. It's like, you know, interesting, in general, like interesting concept. Like, when does that concept apply? What is it able to override? Does it mean you can be just over on an assay, on a lotase, right? Is it really being over on the lotase at all in this case? So it's very tricky concept. But this case of being mashed on the minion is the mitzvah of the rabbim. Remember, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, la'ulam yashkem adam lebeis haknesses, kadei sheyizke v'yimnei ma'asar rishonim, shafilu mea bai macharav kibal av schar kulam, sakadai tach ela, nusam lo schar kineged kulam. He doesn't get everyone's credit, but he gets schar kineged everyone's credit, meaning he gets a whole lot of schar. So, being mashed on this minion, right, counts as mitzvah of the rabbim, right, a huge mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah. Right, so what's the mitzvah? So Rashi says, mitzvah derabim, lehutzi rabim dechovatam b'kedusha. What's the mitzvah derabim? That you're going to say, dvarim shebekedusha, you can do, right, kedusha, and kaddish, and baruchu, and all those things. Boom, that's the mitzvah derabim. So first of all, that's, right, that amazing, right, that's like a, that gives a lot of weight to kedusha, but also, right, kind of puts Rashi very strongly in this perspective of, the value of tefillah b'tzibur is really the extra dvarim shebekedusha that you get, right? Really kind of reminiscent of what the Abu Dram was saying about, like, oh, you get the extra main. So we're actually saying, oh, you get the dvarim shebekedusha, you're able to say kaddish, you're able to say kedusha, right? Those are really the added meaning of tefillah b'tzibur, okay? Well, Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos mitzvah dvarim shiny. Kan kasha That right, in Zayin Mei Mishteh Mevatlim Avelut Torah, the Kodesh Kein Yom Tov Sheni. He's saying, oh, so you see, it must be that in Yom Tov, even Yom Tov Shin Shogolios is going to override Avelos, right? Why? Because you see that Tefillah is overriding this, the Isra of Lola Mem Tavod. Okay? Interesting, right? Argument, topic in and of itself. But what's important here is that what? That Tosos thinks it's Tefillah that's overriding Lola Mem Tavod, not Dvarim Shebekedusha. Well, that's the Mashmas. If so, what's right? What about the tefillah? According to Rashi, at least I understand, like it's there's this quantitative thing that you're supposed to be that you want to do, Dvarim, and that's like a mitzvah derabim, and that's going to override. But if you take the perspective of Tosvos, well, again, this is not 100% muchach in Tosvos. You say, oh, tefillah means things associated with tefillah, but right, if you take the passage of the Gemara and also so tefillah itself or tefillah berabim, tefillah betzibur, is doche l'olam tavodu. Why? Right? What is that? Okay, I think we should stop. No, you don't want one more second. Right? Chaz l'chayadam. Ikar tefillah betzibur. Who tefillah shmonesre? Right? It's the Abu Dram said what? That it's chazaras hashas is really what matters because that's what gets you the extra points, right? Rashi says, really what we care about Tefillah B'Tzibur is Kedusha. Says Chayadam, right, in Pash, in let's say Tosvos here, is no, Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur, who Tefillah Yuches, that's the Shmones really. Dainu Sheit Palel Asara Nashim Shehem Gedolim B'Yachad. Velo Kamo Shechoshvin Amon Sheikar Tefillah B'Asara Hi Rak Mishom Dishmoa Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. Right? So according to Rashi, really, no, the Ikar is Kedusha and the Varam Shem Kedusha. Right? According to the Chayadam, I think this is the most like Pashas and Tosos and the Gemaras and stuff is no, it's the Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? It's the davening together, Shmones, right? But it's really the Tefillah B'Lachash. Right? Chazaras HaShatz is extra, right? Is different, right? According to the Abu Dram, no, it's the Tefillah of Chazaras HaShatz that is, but why? Because that's where you get all the extra points. Right, of the extra amens and the extra Shema Kaonas, etc. Right? But maybe, and this is a third option was maybe, right, and this is something that the Rav really, really liked, and we'll kind of drop it here. I feel a little bad, but right, is Ketzahi Tfila, says the Rambam. Yiyeh echad mitpalel bekol ram, v'hakol shomim. That's what Tfila B'Tzibur is, right? The Rambam, unlike the Chayyadin, doesn't say again, silly to be comparing the Rambam with Chayyadim, just very explicit. He doesn't say that it's Shmoneh Esrei davening together is Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, right, is when the Echad mitpalel bekol ram v'hakol shomim. It's the Chazaras HaShatz. Ve'ein osin kein bepachot me'asara gedolim v'bnei chorin u'shliach tzibur echad mehen. Right, davening and really Tefillah B'Tzibur that we're talking about is the Chazaras HaShatz, the davening all together bekol ram. Okay, so. Really, I mean, I should add another chart, a spot here, for the Abu Jan. But according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, move on. I get it, right? Again, giving is very, is, it's a really sit well that so much importance is given to the Dvarim Shebekedusha. Maybe yes, maybe no, right? On the other hand, I don't know, maybe, right? It's the whole Tzibur is getting together and saying, right, Nikadesh Shemcha Ba'olam. Those are very chashuv, right? That sort of focusing on kedusha biyachad of the tzibur and the kind of tzibur dedicating to be mekadesh, Hashem is very important, right? It's hugely important. So I think that actually really does make a lot of sense. If it's the tefillah b'lachash biyachad, right? Again, that I think also makes a lot of sense because it's right, there's tefillah alone, and then if you do tefillah all together, right, so that modifies it. It's there's Hashrat Hashchina, or there's right, in tefillah satzibor, in Hashem nois b'tefillah satzibor. But what, right, if it's the chazaras hashatz, the tefillah biyachad b'kol ram, what, what's that? Why is that going to be so significant? Okay. And just for the sake of completeness, even though I should spend a little more we'll discuss this more in depth next time. But the Rav really, really liked this idea that there was a tefillat ha-tzibur in addition to tefillah ba-tzibur. Okay, there's tefillah ba-tzibur, which is, right, the tefillah b'lachash b'yachad, everyone davening together. But separately, there's an idea of the tefillah that is the tzibur's tefillah. Okay, it's a separate heft. It's a totally new, right, if we want to go all the way back to, actually, second, where were we? No. Sorry. Yeah. Right. It's a different davening. It's a different thing. It's a very chalos tefillah entirely, where you're davening the tefillah's ha-tzibur, right? Your personal obligation to daven, but then the tzibur as an entity has a special and different mitzvah obligation, kiyum of the tefillah of the tzibur, right? And it's not just modifying or improving your individual tefillah. It's something new. It's something different. It's something collective of the tzibur. And the tefillat ha-tzibur is something that you can only do with tzibur, and right, and exists really independently of your personal tefillahs. And then the question of, well, where did that come from? What concept does that reflect on? Number one. Number two, there, I don't know, there's separate dinim for it. How do we conceptually, what's it do, or why is it there? What does it reflect? Et cetera. Okay, so that's really the third branch is saying, not just, oh, it's the same tefillah hayachid, but it's being improved, or there's something additional that you get to do. And it's not just that, like, the presence of the tzibur, right, changes, right, is impactful because it's gets hashrasa or et cetera. But actually, there's a tefillah tzibur, right, which is something new that's coming into play. Okay, looking forward to next year.